with Cron Fused, which is coming up next. If you also want to be a part of the show, we accept ideas for improvs. You can email me at cronfused@gmail.com. That's cronfused@gmail.com. Or you can find me on social media everywhere with the same name. That's it. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't be surprised when I say bad words.
How'd it go? Are we done with them?
No. They must have seen you.
I know that you're not too ambitious.
I don't have any friends and you can too. Tune into Teachable Moments on 101.9 FM every Tuesday at 4 p.m. if you're a f***ing dork.
I specifically said no geeks.
But my mom says I'm cool.
Hello and welcome to a very special episode of Musish. I'm your host, Cron Fused, aka JB, aka Puff Wizard, and I am bringing to you the live feed from my period party series. It's a menstrual product drive happening here in Vancouver, monthly, mostly monthly, different events. The first one was at Lanaloo's on May 15th. The next one will also be at Lanaloo's on June 12th. It's a variety show where you can pay what you can to get in, though we suggest $20. What we'd really like you to bring is a menstrual product. We'll be donating part of the proceeds to a rotating charity, and then all of the menstrual products will be going to Sage Community Food Bank, a low-barrier food bank in the east end of Vancouver. You know, the Hastings Sunrise area, as most folks know it. So please come out, please enjoy it, and in the meantime, enjoy the show. This is the second half because, you know, we do things differently here on Musish, and we'll be playing the first half at a later date this summer when I get too busy to make you a new one. So please come out and support them, or do what you can to support different causes you care about in your community, because honestly, it's so much harder to do it alone. It's much easier to see someone doing good and help them make that good grand. All right, thank you so much for listening. Hope you enjoy the show, and in the aftermath, that you stay inspired. Love you so much. Bye. This is the first ever period party, and it is taking place on the unceded ancestral territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. It is a really great honor of most of us, I'm sure, to be here and to get to call BC home. It's so beautiful to be here, and it's even more beautiful that we as a community can come together and do some good, and I'm so excited that you're here for it. This is the first period party, but this is not the first menstrual product drive I've thrown, or maybe you've been a part of. It's something that I think should be paid for by the government. Daddy government does so for so little for us. Why can't he just do this one little thing, you know? So instead, why don't we? So thank all of you for doing this. You'll notice there's a lot of little bits and bops on your table. There's a lot of things you might end up doing tonight. So one of those things is blank pieces of paper with pencils. On that, you can write secrets, inspirations, clever quotes, literally anything that you think would be fun to have turned into a song. It's been everything from my first wet dream was about feet to, you know, a cheeseburger party with Randy Bobandy. That was one I got recently. And then I'll have, during my set, which is the last one, I'll bring out a little bag and you guys can run them out and add them to the other secrets that I've collected along the way. And I'll make up a song. And the other is there's a couple QR codes. One says very vibrantly, scan me. That will be for one act in the second half. All their songs are in Spanish. So if you want to follow along and know what they're singing and saying, that'll be the place. The other QR code with more of a serial killer's scrawl, slash, you know, printed invitation style instructions, is a participatory photo thing. It's not an app. If you scan it, you can add your pictures of the night to a photo album, and then we all get to see them and be so cute. Oh my God, isn't that great? Yeah, so cute. Thank you, I know, it's an adorable idea. So let's enjoy all these things that we have to do together. Let's enjoy that we've come together to do some good for Sage Community Food Bank. They are a low barrier food bank down in Kiwassa House, is kind of where they operate out of. It's every second Friday. If you want to volunteer, if you want more information, come see me and I can give you a link. You could also check them out on Instagram. It's a very good idea. And then 10% of the raffle and door prize money will go to the Palestinian Children's Relief Fund. So they're essentially being paid. It's kind of this all-encompassing dread that is looming over the world. And it's like, oh, what can I do? Let's sing about it. So if you want to buy more raffle tickets, it's $2 a ticket. Our lovely door doll has them. You all received one on your way in, hopefully, so you might already be entered if you care about that stuff. Some really great prizes coming up, some really great acts, and again, a great spirit of communal charity I love. But yes, thank you for coming to this first night. And in the spirit of firsts, this will be the first time I see this act that we're going to know. That's the end of intermission right there. I've known each of these gentlemen for over a decade, which is pretty cool. One of them I'm super fond of. Just no big deal. They're going to be playing music in Spanish, so if you scan the Scan Me scannable on your table, you'll get to know what the lyrics mean. Please enjoy the musical stylings of Enye.
Hello. Testing. 1, 2. Hi. Oh my God, it's the best thing to look around and see every person I like in the city. It's a little overwhelming in the best way possible. So yeah, we are called Enye, which is just truly it's just the letter that has a little squiggly, when the N has a squiggle on top. And you know when you say lasagna, imagine you instead of saying the GN, you're just saying the N with a squiggle. And that's Enye. And I don't know why we picked it, but we like it, so we're going to stick to it.
Enye was taken.
That's right, Enye was taken. So yeah, we play some Latin folk from all over Latin countries, Spain, Mexico, Argentina, and yeah, we are very stoked to play this for you guys. This first song is called El Último Trago, and it's basically a perfect song for, say it's 2 in the morning and you're in a cantina and you're sad because who you're with, you're probably not going to see them again. And it's a great goodbye song, but it's also kind of a good way to start the night or the set. All right. Tómate esta botella conmigo y en el último trago nos vamos. Lave tu olvido sin poner en mis ojos tus manos. Esta noche no voy a rogarte. Esta noche te vas de veras. Qué difícil tener que dejarte sin pensar que tú ya no me quieras. Nada me han enseñado los años. Siempre caigo en los mismos errores. Otra vez a brindar con extraños y a llorar por los mismos dolores. Tómate esta botella conmigo y en el último trago me besas. Esperamos que no haya testigos por si acaso te diera vergüenza. Si algún día sin querer tropezamos, no te agaches ni me hables de frente. Simplemente la mano nos damos y después que murmure la gente. Nada me han enseñado. Siempre caigo en los mismos errores. Otra vez a brindar con extraños y a llorar por los mismos dolores. Tómate esta botella conmigo y en el último trago nos vamos.
Pasa y todo queda, pero lo nuestro es pasar, pasar haciendo caminos, caminos sobre la mar. Nunca perseguí la gloria y dejaré la memoria de los hombres mi canción. Yo amo los mundos sutiles, ingrávidos y gentiles como pompas de jabón. a verlos pintarse de sol y grana al volar, bajo el cielo azul temblar, súbitamente quebrarse. Nunca perseguí la gloria. Hace algún tiempo en ese lugar donde los bosques se visten de espinos, oyó la voz de un poeta gritar: caminante, no hay camino, se hace camino al andar, golpe a golpe, verso a verso. Murió el poeta lejos del hogar, le cubre el polvo de un país vecino, y al alejarse le vieron llorar: caminante, no hay camino, se hace camino al andar.
So that song is called Cantares, popularized by Juan Manuel Serrat, who is from Spain, but the song itself is really, really old. It's like within 200 years old from ancient. Thank you, brother. Thank you. That's my right-hand guy right there. Yeah, it's just a really old song, and it just speaks about how we all, we make our own path, and looking back is basically not even worth it, because we're all making it differently anyway. So, this next song is called Piel Canela, and it's one of my favorite classic happy boleros that we have from Mexico. And some of you might recognize it. It's a very, very popular song, and it's nice to have our own version of it, which I'm super stoked to sing it for you guys. Nadie más que tú. Pero el
nadie más que tú.
We share cooties, it's fine. All right. The next song is by my personal favorite Mexican composer. His name is Agustín Lara, and in my opinion, he is just an incredible poet that just happens to make beautiful songs at the same time, too, which, you know, a lot of composers are like that. That's just kind of how it goes, but he is probably my favorite. And the song is called Azul. It didn't have words for the longest time, and it was recently changed by a Mexican artist called Natalia Lafourcade, who added some beautiful lyrics to it. And yeah, here we go.
Cuando yo sentí de cerca tu mirar de color de cielo, de color. Vistió de azul, con ese azul que tienes tú.
So good, really enjoying this. We have one more for you guys. This song is called Ojalá, and so it's a really good song, and it basically speaks of when you're so in love with someone, but you would rather not be, and you can't get your mind off of them. And you do everything you can to not think about them. Yep, they're still there. And yeah, just to the lengths that some people will go to not think about someone. Anyways, Here we go.
Ojalá que las hojas no te toquen el cuerpo cuando caigan, para que no las puedas convertir en cristal. Ojalá que la lluvia deje de ser el milagro que baja por tu cuerpo. Ojalá que la luna pueda salir sin ti. Ojalá que la tierra bese los pasos. Ojalá se te acabe la mirada constante, la palabra precisa, la sonrisa perfecta. Ojalá pase algo que te borre de pronto, una luz cegadora, un disparo de miedo. Ojalá por lo menos que me quede la muerte, para no verte tanto, para no verte siempre, en todos los segundos. Todas las visiones, ojalá que no pueda tocarte ni en canciones. Ojalá que la aurora no dé gritos que caigan en mi espalda. Ojalá que tu nombre se le olvide esta voz. Ojalá las paredes no retengan tu ruido de camino cansado. Ojalá que el deseo se vaya tras de ti. A tu viejo gobierno de difuntos y flores. Ojalá se te acabe la mirada constante, la palabra precisa, la sonrisa perfecta. Ojalá pase algo que te borre de pronto, un anunciador, un disparo de miedo. Ojalá por lo menos que me lleve la muerte, para no verte tanto, para no verte siempre, en todos los segundos y en todas las visiones. Ojalá que no pueda tocarte ni en canciones. Ojalá pase algo que te borre de pronto.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. That was fucking great.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Are you interested in playing, watching, or discussing all things cricket? Look no further than UBC's Cricket Club. Reach out to @AMSUBCCricketClub on Instagram to get connected today.
Okay, so we're in the final portion of the show. Last chance to stuff my phone with inspiration. Last, very last chance. And give it up one more time for Enye. They were amazing. And I only cried once, so I'm very tough and strong. So let's finish slash start off by... showing off just how many menstrual products we collected today. Everyone, this is incredible. This is insane. Sage Community Food Bank is a low-barrier food bank, which means you don't need ID to get in. That means all people of all genders who menstruate will have access to these products, which is really, really important. So thank you all so, so much. This is huge. So real quickly, we're doing good on time. Before I go, I might sneak Channy B up for one quick more song. Are you guys okay with that? Before I go on? Okay, let's do that. In the spirit of firsts, our first double act is Channy B.
Thank you so much. Let it go. Good advice, always. So I won't say this isn't about me hogging the spotlight. City would like to do that, but literally everyone that I invited here came after my set, so I'm playing one more song. I was busking earlier today, and a couple guys who were admittedly day drinking told me I reminded them of John Lennon. That's a first. Problematic favorite of mine, so. Yeah, this song's about falling in love, but like most of my songs, it's mostly about being crazy.
Rolling with the punches, 'cause I know I'm even though I'm a mess. My comic equation's convoluted like a maze, and its layout is confoundingly complex. Let's just keep on dancing, 'cause this exchange is entrancing. To make love, you don't need to have sex. I don't know what I mean, but it's on the in-between. Hope to see ya when I make time to reflect. Introspective detective, I'm on the other side of life, sampling my own death because it makes me feel alive. My tail, I don't know what to do. It's funny how a sense of peace can cause anxiety too. I learned to love the dissonance when listening to the difference between all the parts reflected, which reflect the keys to inner synergy. We're in three now. Thank you, God bless you. So nice to lie next to you, dipping my feet. Could I savor the rest of you too? Joyous anxiety is the dark side of me, bathed in the light of your smile so wide. Well, it's true that the privacy guarded so pridefully seldom did anything much to enliven me. Surely it's outrageous. Nihilism is contagious. Oh no. Let's just pretend I didn't do that. Surely it's outrageous. Nihilism is contagious. And I like it because I can't wait till my eyes. Been a restless jester and a perplexed manifester. I've been saying I don't know what I want. Surely I know better. Can I wear you like a sweater? Melt into you till I forget my own. Set me down and leave me on the right track. Oh, would you like to know me better? Stick around, I think I'd really like that. And I'm a needle for your record. Set me down and leave me on the right track. Oh. Thanks so much. Also, fucking big ups to Roro Rodriguez stage debut and company. Oh my god. Okay. Anyway. Yeah. I wrote that love song in my head for Rodrigo when when they were playing. I thought it was important to get it out.
You guys can hear it? Cool. What is going on here? Okay. It sounds a bit. Sounding good? So, as mentioned earlier, we had a is everyone else hearing that feedback, or is it just me? No? Cool. Probably the headphones. It's a small enough room. We don't need those. As was mentioned before, we are missing a performer today, Nate, a.k.a. Space Wizard, a.k.a. Nainers. So I brought this sweet, sweet book. Of theirs, and I'm gonna let's make up a song about one of the words. Is it better without the song? Is better worse? Okay. So, tell me when to stop.
Now.
Okay. Now tell me when to stop.
Stop.
Swerved through the defense, then shot the biscuit to the top right of the net. I like shot the biscuit. Are we going to go with shot the biscuit?
Yeah.
Okay. Never won anything, no matter champ or no. So you won't find me in the net, I'll be on the road. Just next to the bench, Friday, yeah, make new friends, you know. With the ref and afterwards I'll pay him, oh. So I win most anyway, I'm gonna win most anyway. I'll shoot and hit, oh, win, okay, because I got a friend, yeah, that I paid to ensure that I won the game, okay. That's why it doesn't matter that I played with the puck, I just shot the biscuit right in the net. The biscuit, okay, what these are. I collect them at every show, so if it doesn't get pulled today, watch out, future Kronk Hughes performances. I feel like I am so many people. I don't know who the real me is. Who am I? Can I? Couldn't try if I wanted. Who am I? Tell me, haven't met myself. Honestly, I've tried. You see, I took some drugs and tea, but then it came to me and said it's not working, it's just trippy. You're still sad, Kay. And I said, well, thanks, but could I have more ideas where to go to find the one indoors between my brain and nose? Well, yes, I don't know how it goes. Okay. So who's me? Who's that anyway? Is it a silly person who just wants to play? Or is it a sad meat sack I forgot on the way to becoming a grown-up? Oh, fuck, can I escape from this planet that's gone blown up and right the fuck away off the rails that I really can't hold on to today? I feel like I'm so many people, but none of them work to be an equal one of you. No, I don't know if I am quite a person.
A bundle of feelings, thoughts, and wants, this much is certain, but okay, where was I? I really don't know where I've begun, or if I should just stop now. This is really not where I'm from, which is say it's not my home, but it's where I've made my house, except that it's Vancouver, so nope, nobody has those. Oh, who am I? Haven't met them, but I'd sure like to try. Oh, who am I? Haven't met them, but I'd sure like to try. Oh, who am I? Haven't met them, but I'd sure like to try. Oh. Hear me saying that I don't know myself clearly or nearly enough to speak with authority on this kind of stuff. It's rather tough, don't you think, to be this human thing, and then you start to think, well, it stinks to be in this world where you're told that there's a box, but then every single one that you get in, it hurts a lot. And then you go and sort yourself into tiny compartments, but then those compartments don't meet up. And then, well, well, my darling, you're just fucked. Okay? Thank you. I'm gonna do one more, and then I really want everyone who hasn't bought a drink to go buy a drink. If you don't drink, go have some water. That's always helpful and important. The bar staff have been lovely. Our sound man, Renee, even better. The most sound, the most crisp, and Lana Luz, the perfect place for beautiful patrons like you guys. Okay, so it is. Man has never landed on the moon. Man has never landed on the moon.
It's a lie, guys. We're not aliens. Friends have been here since the 70s. Let me say it again. It's a lie that the government tells, because they got a pill to sell, and that's math. STEM is a lie. They want to get in your brain and your insides, and then, yes, they'll divide by something much more complicated than nine. What have you done for me lately? Except for getting rather spacey. When we got billionaires to do that, baby, I don't wanna go to the moon unless my friends come there too. Cute like Y2K in our pastel moon boots. Yup. Blow up balloons and furniture too. 'Cause I don't believe you when you say we went to the moon. They say Kubrick directed the moon landing, which is in his wheelhouse for my understanding, but he didn't do it, or at least he says. But remember, this man was a shut-in who died away from his friends. Maybe it was on the moon. I couldn't tell you, 'cause the truth won't come out soon. Yep, it's under wraps, and as I mentioned once before, the government sees to that. Thank you so much for coming out to the first period party. Round of applause for everyone who came today. Round of applause for all the acts. We have another event coming up June 12th. So if you'd like to come out for that, please do. It'll be more fun silliness, more jazz hands, more words. Thank you.
Hey, this is Julie Duran of Eric's Trip.
Have you missed me? I'm back from a trip beyond. And I heard your husband thought that we wasn't. I'm leaving with you in my arms. Hello. 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 I took a walk last weekend.